How To's for Living Out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Want to get someone to make some changes in their lifestyle? You might want to eliminate the word you.
I still remember I'm laying in bed at night, and you reach over and you take me by the hand, and I hear the words, "I can really see how hard you've been working this week, honey, and yet I've really been missing you."
Because in the past, I would say, "You're working too much. Why don't you stay home?"
Or, "You've worked late every night this week, and I'm
sick of it.
I think I might have heard that one, too. Oh, just by the way. You want to eliminate the word you.
David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
Have you ever been reading the Bible, maybe sitting in church, listening to a Bible study or a sermon? Something from the Word of God just kind of seems to touch your heart and encourage you. You might have been a little down or in some way anxious about certain things of the future. All of a sudden, God, by His Spirit, took His Word and encouraged your heart.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is another edition of Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. This week, loving a God who wants to meet your needs and wants to help you learn how to meet the needs of those around you. Today, the need for encouragement and the often misunderstood need for respect. Well, let's get back to it with David and Teresa Ferguson.
That's what Romans 15:4 talks about. Through the encouragement of Scripture, we might find hope. Did you know that you have a God who's at working? He's at work through the Word, through the worship, through our times with Him to encourage us. You have a God who meets needs. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio all week long. Imagine, how about you? Do you have a God who meets needs? I'm not talking about a God who's trying to catch you doing something wrong. I'm not talking about a God who's trying to compare you to see how spiritual you are compared to how spiritual other people are. He's not into comparisons. He's not into criticism. He's a God who meets needs. And He meets the need for encouragement in your life. Just when you thought you were going down for the last time, He brings somebody in your life to encourage you. He's an encouraging God. And then He gives us the opportunity to encourage one another. How about that? You've been encouraged by Him, and then He puts you in relationships with others so that you can be a part of passing some of that encouragement along. I know, Teresa, as we oftentimes share in our conferences, this encouragement need is one that sometimes is a little bit difficult for people. And I know as we share that one, sometimes one of the ones that you admit it's at times a little challenging for you.
Well, again, it's hard to give something that you've not received. And whenever somebody comes along and it needs encouragement, if you haven't given it, maybe it doesn't come to your mind. You know, as we're growing up, as children, we need to hear things like, you know you can do it. Give it a try. You'll do fine. Let me see you do it. I know you can do it. And high fives and cheers. That's what it is to give encouragement to children, and that's what we need also as adults.
So it includes those kind of attaboys. You can do it. I believe in you. I think you can do it. Coming alongside people and coming to know some of their dreams and goals, some of the things that are on their heart and mind, and encourage them in them. I believe in you. I'm excited that you're trying. I'm really proud of you as part of the encouragement that God has called us to. He's an encouraging God, and he wants us to be encouragers. How about you? Would people view you as an encourager when you're around? Do people seem to get more and more excited and up and hopeful, or more despairing, down, depressed? God's a God of encouragement, and he wants us to be encouragers also. That's a part of today's program on Great Commandment Radio. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find a free download that'll help us more understand some of these needs. A resource entitled The Top 10 Intimacy Needs that explores more and more about a God who meets needs, like encouragement. The other need we'll be focusing on during our teaching time is a need for respect. The need to be valued. Do you know that God respects you? One of the most interesting things we sometimes, Teresa, share with parents of adult children. Sometimes they're being challenged by some of those adult children. They're making decisions. We oftentimes say it's kind of a mystery that God so respects us that he gives us a free will. He still lets us make choices. We sometimes make dumb choices, but he respects us. He values us. And in his valuing and respecting of us, he challenges us to be valuing and respectful of other people, valuing their ideas and opinions. That's a very important need. And some of us today might find that in our relationships, that may be one of the things that's missing. It'd be a blessing if somebody just entered into our lives and said, you know, I've been thinking about this possibility or this option or this decision. What do you think? What kind of input or ideas do you have? How about in the workplace? Can you imagine a supervisor or boss who might gather together a group of people and say, you know, today's meeting, I'd just like to hear from some of you about some of the things you're seeing that we might could improve on. I want to better understand your perspective and value some of your input. That's the need for respect. Be listening today during our teaching segment and see if you might affirm that you might have a high need for encouragement. Somebody come alongside and help you with goals and dreams. You might have a high need for respect. For somebody to just enter into your life and value your input and ideas. And then in our closing segment, we'll explore this some more with children. What does it look like with our kids? And what might it look like in ministry? How could we be a people, having been loved by God, that we might more effectively communicate that love to others? Thanks again for joining us today. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson, we want to meet your need for more information, more detail on a need-meeting God. It's available through this week's free download at greatcommandment.net, a handout for you or for you to send to someone that you love. Today's free download, greatcommandment.net, and resources that can help you put this principle into practice in your own life, your marriage, your parenting, your single adult life, and more. All at www.greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net, or feel free to call us toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Today's teaching segment with David and Teresa Ferguson next on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a way to improve your relationship by asking for feedback.
You know, Teresa, I've just been thinking, I bet there's a few things that I'm maybe still doing that are irritating or frustrating to you. And after you've thought about them a lot, prayed about them greatly, you know, I'd like to hear about them. So I've actually invited you to say, I bet there's a few things. Well, if I ask you that question, what is almost the next logical response that you may then come up with?
Well, it has to be reciprocal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want to hear what you think about me.
Want more tips for Great Commandment living and loving? Go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Our focus this week, a God who meets needs. Here's a rock pop quiz. Do you remember the old song by Aretha Franklin that went R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Find out what it means to me. Many of us don't know what respect looks like, and we don't know about our need for respect or that need in someone we love. We're going to be talking about that and the need for encouragement. Let's go to David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, the Bible talks about we need to consider how we can encourage one another unto love and good deeds. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that Bible verse, however, as I encountered it for many years in my Christian life, encouraging one another in the love and good deeds wasn't being experienced in our own marriage. What we're about to talk about is one of the most powerful ways you can really love this person is to be a part of encouraging them, urging them on toward love and good deeds. And I think what you'll find as we explore this, that sometimes that's a challenge for some of us to actually be encouraging of one another. And I'm going to let the challenge speak now.
That was a good way to set that one up. That, really, this was difficult for me. To encourage each other in their dreams, ideas, goals, visions, to encourage each other to get out there and do those things that maybe they feared doing. And I feared encouraging. And one of the reasons why I feared encouraging, I can remember this day that I told David, I said, you have more things going on right now than any one man could possibly do. And if I, my fear was, if I encouraged him to do more, what? Oh no, he would do more. So I didn't dare encourage him to dream dreams, have ideas and visions and goals. One day he was very vulnerable with me. He said this, he said, honey, he said, sometimes when I share ideas with you, I feel like sometimes we're at a skeet shoot. He said, sometimes I feel like that I'm throwing up these ideas, these great dreams, these great visions and goals, and you've got a gun going, tsh, tsh, tsh. You know, he couldn't even get him out of his mouth before I was telling him all the reasons we shouldn't do that, all the reason why we can't do that. We've got too much going on right now. How could you possibly think about doing one more thing? And you know, when he shared that with me, that was truth. And that nickel went in the slot. And I realized what he was saying was true. That I wasn't encouraging him. That my fear was robbing us of the journey of experiencing some things together. And then he went on to be very vulnerable with me one more time. He shared this statement with me. half the things that I share with you, I don't want to do, but I don't want to think about them alone. I need a journey mate. I need someone to share these ideas, dreams, visions with. And I want it to be that someone. But you see, my fear was robbing us of that experience. And so I determined right then that I wanted to be that one that encourages him to dream those dreams, ideas, and goals. And you know what? He doesn't do half the things that he's talking about. And I think that's God's little special gift to me, Teresa. Trust me, trust me, trust me. So to encourage one another to do those things that they dream about, think about, and those goals that they want to accomplish.
You know, the irony of that time in our marriage was this. I was too busy. I was doing too many things. I wasn't prioritizing our relationship the way I should have been. I had too many plates spinning, if you will. And yet, you know, I think I've come to realize that one of the reasons I had so much going on was that I wasn't aware of this, but I was really looking for someone to encourage me in all those things. And the irony of what happened was the more that encouragement was experienced between us, the less I had to keep doing a lot of those things I was doing.
Mm-hmm. It's almost that negative behavior thing. You know, if a child wants attention, they act out to get attention. Well, this was my child.
But you know, isn't that a lot like God to kind of work in such a way that both people get blessed? All right. In other words, there's that experience of her encouragement that blessed me. And then the more I was experienced of that at home, the less I needed to be doing a lot of those other things. And all of a sudden, those began to drop off the plate. And all of a sudden, there was more time for us so that we ended up both being blessed. You might not have thought about it in your marriage, but you know, the Bible says that we've been created in the image of God. And one of the most important challenges, I think, oftentimes in married life is not to forget that my partner is conveying and carrying the image of God. And one of the ways that we communicate powerfully our love for our partner is through the intimacy need of respect. Respect is what communicates to Teresa, I value you as a unique created person. I value you in your ideas and opinions. I value and cherish you as a uniquely created gift from God. You remember that garden story? Let's go back there. When God says it's not good to be alone. You remember the rest of that verse? It's very interesting. It says, therefore, God says, therefore I will create for you a helpmate. Aren't you glad God said that? You know, because when God says, I will, what do you think's about to happen? It's about to happen, isn't it? There's a certainty about that. You know, I will create for you a helpmate. You see, that's the kind of God we have. One who not only announces the problem, it's not good, but then he does what? He solves it. I'll create for you a helpmate. And that's very important because what was just happening is that God was solidifying in this marriage relationship the value of the person that you've been blessed by. There's a value in them. In other words, it would have been a lot different if God had said to Adam, Adam, it is not good for you to be alone. Why don't you go out in the garden and see what you can find? You know, go out in the garden and see what you come up with. There's no telling what Adam would have come back with, folks. He didn't do that. The divine creator says, I will create for you a helpmate. Could I suggest to you, before we talk more about respect, that one of the most important things in your heart needs to well up that thought that this person sitting next to you, those that are here married, has been created uniquely by God for you. And respect is to value that, to cherish that. And it's communicated in many, many different ways. It can be as simple as respecting their ideas and opinions, you know, respecting their input on certain things about decisions or about children or about finances. Respect can be as simple as before I go making commitments that affect your life. Now, I'm talking about one that was a challenge for me, all right? I'm being vulnerable here.
Thus saith God, we're going to do this.
That's right. In other words, early in our marriage, it wasn't unusual for me to kind of show up with plans that we were going to do. Plans over where we were going to go. And it was like just announcing God's will for her life.
It was almost like the caveman scene. You know, you have the caveman pulling the wife by the hair of the head on the ground. You know, we're going to do this.
I've never thought of it quite like that.
Well, girls can appreciate that.
Okay, okay. And yet, so respect oftentimes was this simple commitment that says, before I go making a commitment that affects your life. Okay.
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries back with us in our final segment. Remember to visit our website, today's free download, our Great Commandment Network of Churches. If you are looking for a church home in your community or for someone you love, check out our Great Commandment Network of Churches. We have chat rooms, we have products and resources available for you, information on workshops and conferences and training opportunities near you. It's all available at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net, or pick up the telephone and talk to us personally at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
I mean, some of them are obvious. The slamming of the cabinet doors, as you so often I do, you know, when I'm angry, or banging of the pots and pans. But sometimes there's a little subtlety.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a symptom of hiding anger in your heart. It's called avoidance.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll even own one of mine. I've come to realize that sometimes if I'm angry, it comes out in avoidance. In other words, I just avoid certain people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so sometimes avoidance. Who might you be avoiding because you have anger in your heart?
David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. How about you? Do you have a God who encourages? And might you oftentimes need encouragement? I happened to be in a worship service not too long ago, and boy, I concluded the service with simply have people stand. And I asked them before we prayed to begin to ask the Lord if there would be someone around them who might be blessed by a word of encouragement. Maybe a family member, a friend, maybe a spouse, a child, maybe someone there in that congregation who had accepted them early on when they were at points of struggle. Maybe there was someone there who had been such a friend to them, maybe picking them up for church often when the car was broke. And I said, as we sing this last song, I want you to move across the aisles, to move around the room, do whatever you need to do to simply encourage one another. Simply maybe say the words, as we were praying just a minute ago, I was reminded what a special friend you were to me. And you know, as soon as we turned those people loose, they just kept encouraging, encouraging, and encouraging one another. And the pastor said, what a great blessing this was today, as these people needed that experience of encouraging one another. That's a part of what ministry can be, as we embrace a God who meets needs. You know what? People around us have needs, and God knows that. And he's blessed us in order that we might bless others, even some of our little ones. Parents out there, a few encouraging words to you on what it might look like to actually enter in the lives of your children and learn to respect them, to value their input and ideas.
Parents, do you realize that when you apologize to your preschool or when you blow it, that's really showing them respect? When you keep your promise, that's showing them respect as a person, that you value their worth, that you don't talk down to them, that you're valuing them as a person. You use a positive tone of voice and a pleasant attitude, that values them and shows them respect. Again, whenever they share a need with you, that you don't try to talk them out of it or tell them they don't really need that, and they are freely able to express it, that their needs, that you respect and value their opinions and their ideas, and that you listen to them. Children need respect, just as we do, that we're not talked down to, condescending tones, sarcasm, hostility, but a positive tone of voice with a pleasant attitude conveys respect.
Now imagine that as we explore each day this week, that God has been a God who's blessed you abundantly. He's not only given you Jesus, but as he's given you Jesus, he's blessed you in countless ways. As during the course of this week, he has accepted you at times. Is that not right? When you've been failing and struggling, he just loved you anyway. He at times has affirmed you in the quietness maybe of your devotional time or during a time of worship. He's just kind of whispered to you, you're my beloved child. And there's also times when he encourages you. You've been down in the valley. You've been criticized or in some way rejected or some point of struggle. And in some mysterious way, God has noticed that. And through a sermon, a time of devotional, a word from the Word, his Spirit has encouraged you. What a God we have, a God who meets needs. Think about that today. Meditate on that today. When you woke up this morning, you have a God who's longing to value you, to encourage you. And out of the wonder and the gratitude of that, would you look around in your life for others who might need the same? Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Be sure to take them up on their offer for today's free download and information on resources that can change the way you view God-created needs and can change the way you view God and relationships in your life and community. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Resources, our Great Commandment network of churches, today's free download, much, much more, greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Tomorrow, it's Friday, and we'll be talking about the needs for security and support.
Those of us that are parents, we go into the weekend, maybe we're going to be around those kids a lot more than we have been this week. We want to look for the need of security and support.
That's tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio.